Watch live, pro-life activists demand transparent autopsy of 5 late-term aborted babies discovered in D.C. by Catherine Hamilton on April 8, 2022. Pro-life activists are rallying at the Washington, D.C. Medical Examiner's Office at 12 p.m. ET on Friday, calling for the office to conduct autopsies of 5 late-term aborted babies discovered last week at the home of a progressive anti-abortion uprising, PAAU, member. The pro-life group, Survivors, is organizing the rally to push for a complete and transparent autopsy of each of the 5 babies who were allegedly aborted by Dr. Cesar Santangelo at the Washington Surgery Center. The group is also asking for the babies to be turned over to faith leaders for a dignified and respectful burial, according to an Instagram post about the event. Founder and executive director of PAAU Teresa Bukovnik, and the group's director of activism, Lauren Handy, said they recovered the infants from Curtis Bay Medical Waste Services outside of the Washington Surgery Clinic on March 25. In a Tuesday press conference, Bukovnik said the pair went to the clinic to engage in anti-abortion advocacy when they saw a truck labeled Curtis Bay Medical Waste Services parked outside. Bukovnik continued. We approached the driver who was about to load 2 large boxes with biohazard symbols onto his truck. We asked him if he knew what was in the boxes and, after he said no, we told him, dead babies. The driver was visibly shaken. Bukovnik said the driver asked what the women would do with a box if they took one. Lauren said we will give them a proper burial and a funeral, Bukovnik said. The driver thought for a second and said, okay, and gestured towards the box. Lauren immediately grabbed the box off of the dolly and we brought it back to her apartment. When the women opened the box and the red plastic bag inside, they proceeded to unpack the remains of 110 mostly first trimester aborted children. Warning, disturbing and graphic images. At the bottom of the box was a clear plastic bag with 5 more containers. One much bigger than the remaining 4. Lauren reached into the largest bucket and removed the remains of a beautiful, intact and nearly full-term baby boy we named Christopher X, Bukovnik continued. I think I can speak for both Lauren and I when I say this was the most devastating and soul-crushing experience of our lives. Not even years of anti-abortion advocacy could have prepared us for that moment. Bukovnik said they found 4 more late-term aborted babies with a range of injuries, including a fully intact girl we named Harriet, who had one eye open and an incision in the back of her neck, her brain suctioned out and her skull crushed. 110 were buried by a priest in an undisclosed location within a private cemetery. 5 of them are now in the custody of the authorities at the request of Teresa and Lauren, the group wrote. Warning, disturbing and graphic images. Live Action News, the publishing arm of the pro-life group Live Action, interviewed neonatal specialists and even a former abortionist, asking them to weigh in on how the 5 late-term aborted babies died. The experts said there is a great possibility several of them could have been aborted in violation of the Partial Birth Abortion Act as well as the Born Alive Infants Protection Act. The discovery of these bodies is horrific and disturbing evidence of the infanticide that may be occurring in this clinic within our nation's capital, and indicative of the violence happening in abortion facilities nationwide, Live Action founder Lila Rose said. On April 5, more than 20 members of Congress sent a letter to D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's office, as well as the D.C. Metro Police, demanding an autopsy and a full investigation into the deaths of the 5 babies since then. Rose said Bowser's office is being inundated with thousands of calls and emails. According to media reports, Bowser has been silent on all fronts, though she continues to bring in endorsements from pro-abortion groups. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Twitter.